Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about a God who hears. And each morning we're looking at a different aspect of how God listens, how He hears our cries and our prayers. And today we're specifically looking at a God who hears my words. Psalmist writes, and says in Psalm 54, verse 2, "Hear my prayer, O God, listen to the words of my mouth." As I read that and thought about that particular verse and that request, I had to think that that's a pretty bold request. Especially as a kind of a blanket statement. We probably like the first part. We're asking God to hear our prayers. We've known and we've talked already this week about God, a God who hears our requests. And when we pray, we, I'm guessing, want to know and believe that we're praying to a God who hears. That we're not like the prophets of Baal that were challengers of Elijah and of God on Mount Carmel, who would yell and cry out and cut themselves and do everything they could, trying to get their God's attention, with no success. And Elijah simply prays and asks God to do what only He can. To show Himself to be real. And He did. He heard the words of Elijah. And so when we pray because we believe there's a God who hears our words. But what about the rest of the day? What about the times when we're not thinking about our words being prayers? We're not thinking about our words being heard by God? You see, while we like the first part of the verse I read of, "Hear my prayers, O God," sometimes I'm not so sure we would want to boldly state, "Listen to the words of my mouth." And when we understand that God's desire is that we would live with this lifestyle of prayer, that we would live with a life that prays without ceasing, that all of what we say, all of what we do is an expression of our communication to God, then knowing a God who hears our words ought to convict us to kind of put a guard over our mouth. You know, our words flow from our thoughts. Our thoughts are formed by a lot of things. One of those things is dependent on what we expose ourselves to in content, whether it's through reading, listening, watching, doing. All of that influences the thoughts that we have. But one of those influencers is our words. We influence ourselves. When we say something often enough and long enough, it's in our thoughts and our mind more often. And so when we guard our words, we're guarding one element of how we think. And if we were to live life today, preferably evaluating before we speak our words, but sometimes that's a difficult practice to get into. And one of the ways that is often helpful in getting into that practice is doing a serious evaluation of your words after you speak them. Not in a sense to beat yourself up or to put yourself down or to become discouraged, but to help you grow. After a conversation, kind of replay it in your mind. Did my words benefit those that heard? Were they truthful? Were they kind? Were they necessary? Did they build up others or did they exalt me? Did they honor God? Did they please Jesus? You see, when we have a God who hears our words, it's important to ask ourselves those questions so that we have a better idea of what exactly it is that God is hearing. And we'll talk later this week, and we've already talked some about God hearing more than our words, that this conversation we have with Him isn't limited to the words that we have or that we don't have. My daughter's vocabulary is smaller than many people, and yet has a deeper conversation with God than most anyone that I know. And so I'm not trying to suggest in any way, shape, or form that the words are the sole basis of what our prayers ought to be. They're not the sole basis of our conversation with God, or at least they shouldn't be. But they are a part. And God hears that part. And that ought to be an encouragement to you and to me. To use words that we want God to hear, knowing that He does hear them. And while I've at times described a typical prayer life of some people being like a telephone call where we call up God and we kind of unload on Him and then we hang up without listening, it's actually and obviously should be obvious more than that. With a telephone call, the other person doesn't hear our words generally, unless we're connected on that call. God hears our words all the time. And as we live a life and we learn to live a life of prayer, the words that we speak become more and more important. There are so many times, as one involved in occupational ministry, that I'll hear people say, well, I can't say that around you. You got a preacher present or something to that effect. And while I appreciate the toning down of the language that they would evidently use otherwise, I wonder what would happen if we lived like we knew a God who hears our words. Would we catch ourselves like that before we even speak? Oh, I can't say that. There's a God present. The God. You see, it's in this life of living that our words matter. Sometimes we say that they're just words, and you probably grew up, at least if you're anywhere in the general time frame of my generation, give or take. I'm not sure if it's still used today or not, but the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And as adults, and even as children, when we would say it, we knew there wasn't any truth in it. The words did hurt. The words were powerful. And it's my hope and prayer that you've experienced words from others that have built you up, that have helped you overcome the words that have torn you down. But when you consider how the words you hear affect you, consider how the words you use affect your relationship with God. Because He hears. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us and You hear us. And we can be confident that the words that we speak are heard by You. And not just the words we speak when we're deliberately praying, but the words we speak when our prayers are our life. The words we speak when we don't think about You. The words we speak that we should speak, the words we speak that we shouldn't speak, are all heard by You. And Father, may we grow in our awareness of that and our acknowledgement of that so that we would guard our words more diligently. That we would be careful in using words that honor You. And using words that build up others. That we would realize when our words are being used to tear down. And we would repent, we would make changes, we would make things right between us and those that we've torn down with our words. Father, as we come to You and we live with this greater and growing awareness of You hearing our prayers, may we grow in an acknowledgement of what that looks like. May we grow in this lifestyle of prayer so that we are finding ourselves praying without ceasing and in this constant communication of listening and speaking and knowing You and Your presence is with us. Father, may our words matter to us in the same way that they matter to You. Help us to learn and to grow in evaluating and filtering our words before we speak them. And using that filter to also filter our thoughts. As You tell us to take every thought captive, realizing that not every thought needs to be spoken and not every thought even needs to be thought. Father, help us to use those words in ways that represent Jesus well. To be aware of You hearing our words, but to also be aware that others hear our words. And while they don't hear them in the same way, in the same completeness that You do, they say something about us to all who hear. And Father, may our living with the greater awareness of You hearing our words help us to speak words that build up others, that represent Jesus well. And today, in our actions, but in our words specifically, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.